one of the things one needs in order to Hashem is the most powerful force in the world. Nobody is an overrider that is over. So we say this a few hundred times every day. And if we start paying attention, maybe it will affect us also. So every time you make a bracha, you say that Hashem is Melech Olam. If you say Baruch Hashem came in Melech, and you leave out the word Olam, you have to say the bracha a second time. But I'm not just saying that he's the king. There's a lot of things around. We hope he has a king. But we're Melech Olam means he is the one on top of everybody else. And there he is underneath him. All the most powerful people in the world, all the most powerful people in our lives, under the jurisdiction of Kodesh Baruch Hu. When you say the bracha, and you say Melech Olam, you also, not just saying it abstract, you're eating something, you're eating breakfast, you say a few times Melech Olam on the food you're eating, so you're saying that this food that I have is coming from Melech Olam. So it becomes your life experience, instead of being just like a cow who eats in the morning, you pay attention to what you're doing and act in the beginning of the morning. It's an act of transforming abstract concept that Hashem, Melech Olam, recognizing that Hashem produced the food, which has all the nutrients in it, that we need for our system, the taste, the flavor, and everything else. And if it has a bathroom, you see there was a moment. But it goes to the bathroom. I'm going to go to the bathroom. I went to the bathroom. Well, yes, it's a way of appreciating the amazing system Hashem set up. Our body absorbs what is healthy for the body and it gets rid of what is not as for the body. If you wanted to do it, you
by a tefillah it's also. It's a tefillah. The tefillah we say before Asher, called Hinkvay Hashem Olam, which describes the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's very relevant to current events. Next time you say Yikulot, pay attention to how many times you say the word Melech, and even without Melech, Hashem is describing how Hashem is the one, his marsholis are the ones that remain, everybody else's marsholis is in the hands of Hashem, whether to make it happen or not.